Monday, and that can only mean one thing. It's time to check out our media critic, Dick Weiss. You can find him at weissright.com. That is weissright.com. He's also a contributing editor to stlbeacon.org. stlbeacon.org, if you're not making that part of your daily stops on your website, shame on you. stlbeacon.org. And Dick Weiss on line two? Line two. Mr. Weiss, welcome back to Big 550 KTX.
Hey, great to be back.
Nice to be anywhere.
Yeah, I'm in Phoenix. How's the weather there?
The weather here, we're expecting 6 to 8 inches, so it's the blizzard of 2009.
Oh, well, it's about 65 degrees here.
Yeah.
Sunny.
Now, do you have your Super Bowl tickets?
I do not, but I am in a very happy place. I'll tell you, everybody loves the Cardinals, and there's a story on the front page today, and this is something that nobody in St. Louis will, I think, even be able to understand. They're looking at the Cardinals organization as an example of how to run a business.
We have reached some alternate universe.
Yes, I think so. Ken Whisenhunt, as the example of a great leader who is able to change the culture in his organization and show people how it's done. And he's done this in 2 years.
Well, they've also credited Michael Bidwell, who's, I guess, taken over the day-to-day operations with turning that franchise around as well.
Yes, he must have done something right.
Yeah.
They got a beautiful new stadium, which I drove past. And it's a University of Phoenix stadium.
Right.
Which I don't even know what the University of Phoenix is. You know, Arizona State and University of Arizona are out here, but
that's why they put their name on the building. University of Phoenix, I believe, is an online.
Yeah, do they even have a football team?
No, they do not have a football team. Yeah. It's an online. It might have started as an online college. And or university.
But, yeah, yeah. But University of Phoenix is all over the place.
Right, and they've branched out, and they're all over the place, yeah. I guess sprouting out of nowhere is Phoenix, as opposed to, like, we're based in Phoenix, maybe.
Right.
All right, I want to get to this story that the Business Journal uncovered with our very own St. Louis Cardinals and your former employer, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Yeah, kind of embarrassing for the Post-Dispatch Sports Department. The Lee Enterprises portion of the St. Louis Cardinals was sold, and quietly last year, and they didn't say anything about it, and the Sports Department was unaware, and then the Business Journal several days ago broke the story that they sold the club, or they're part of the club, for between $14 million and $25 million.
Now, a lot of people had no idea that Lee was a part owner of the Cardinals, but that goes back to the Pulitzers, who
right.
The Pulitzers owned a small portion of the Cardinals.
Yeah, and I nobody ever really understood why they did that, why that would be a good investment, although, baseball teams are appreciating. And so they bought into the Cardinals, and that was a little bit of a conflict of interest. You know, your sports department's covering the Cardinals, and your newspaper owns a piece of them, but it was always sort of disclosed, and I think people pretty much took it in stride. But then Lee, being a little bit hard up for cash, decides to get rid of their piece of the Cardinals, and apparently the Cardinals were only too happy to buy it back. And why they kept it a secret or didn't mention it, don't know, except perhaps they just didn't want to make it appear as if they were having a fire sale or something over there.
Right. Now, here's my question. When Pulitzer owned that little portion of the Cardinals, in any story they would say, especially in those stadium stories, they would say, Pulitzer has a, minority 5% ownership of the St. Louis Cardinals. And they would disclose that. That disclosure stopped after the sale. So even though Lee Enterprises still owned it, where did that disclosure go?
That's a good question. I have not gone back into the archives to kind of figure out when the disclosure stopped.
Right.
But of course, if they no longer owned it, they no longer had to disclose to fans that they did own it.
Well, no, but I thought now in terms of full disclosure, the St. Louis Cardinals half owned this radio station. But I did not know that Lee still had any interest in the St. Louis Cardinals. once the sale
was
complete.
Just, you know, they bought everything.
Yeah, yeah.
They bought everything that that Pulitzer owned, including their debt
right.
that Pulitzer had had, and that's burdening them to this day.
Well, so, Lee is a publicly traded company. Didn't they have to tell their shareholders?
You know, I think that maybe at some point they do. I don't know that they have to do it, you know, right away.
Right.
You're talking to a guy that is not savvy in the financial markets.
Right.
But that may have been how the Business Journal picked up. I'm not sure.
Right. But so now Lee is totally out of the of the St. Louis Cardinals business.
Yeah. Now, are you sure that the Cardinals still own KTRS?
I talked to Bill DeWitt Jr. At the winter warm-up, and he confirmed as of last week that they are still.
He acted as if he was still your boss, huh?
No, actually, he's never acted like he is my boss. He has been nothing but upfront and answered any question I've ever asked and has never said boo to me in any way, shape, or form other than, hi, how are you, you know, good to see you, or anything else. Actually, no one here has ever, you know, influenced me in any way, shape, or form, except when they fire me. But, you know, in all seriousness, though, you know, I guess it's interesting that they sold, but it's more interesting to me that KTRS gets criticized for being part-owned by the Cardinals, and we disclose it all of the time.
Right.
Lee stopped disclosing it once they purchased Pulitzer. So.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I can't account for that.
Yeah, all right.
I should.
All right. Will you have a way to save the media world?
Yeah, there's a. You know, if you're online a lot,
yeah,
McGraw and the you read stories you really appreciate, and you think, boy, I would have paid money to read that story, maybe.
Right.
And what if it only costs you like a half a penny to read a story instead of nothing, but you know, just a half a penny? And you go online. Let's just say you're on the Post-Dispatch, and you see Bernie's column, and it's there, but you can't call it up unless you pay your half penny or your penny.
Right.
Think about how that adds up over time for the newspaper, if not for you particularly. And maybe you're cruising around the Post-Batch and maybe you read 10 stories and it costs you a nickel. Who would begrudge that? And that's the business model that some people are touting, that they're so-called micropayment. And you would, as you surf around and you click on this story or that, it would kind of put that on your credit card automatically, no muss, no fuss. And by the time you were done surfing, maybe you spent 25 cents or 50 cents. And, you know, is that a big deal? And a lot of people are touting that as the savior of the industry, along with, of course, selling ads on websites. And actually, I would pay. Wouldn't you, a half penny or a penny, if I didn't have to look at those pop-up ads?
There's no question I would pay. However, there's a couple of questions I have. Very similar to iTunes, where you pay 99 yeah. cents for a song. I have no problem buying a song for 99 cents, whereas sometimes you wouldn't buy the album for $19.95.
Right.
But here's my question, and here's why those passwords never worked. Because who can remember was this the 4 characters or the 6 characters? Which email was it? What was my password? You know, they made it so confusing that if they make it simple, which I guess is the next level of security technology, but if they can make it simple and I can go to somebody's column or somebody's article and it goes into an account and at the end of the month I just pay my account off,
right.
I don't have a problem with that. But if I have to load in my password and my ID number every time, people right. forget that, and there's, you know, so that isn't going to work that way.
And then what if somebody gets a hold of your password and is suddenly puts it on some kind of auto
right.
arrangement, and your half pennies are adding up to thousands of dollars a day because somebody is just fooling with you.
Right.
So it's fraud. I think one thing that would make some sense is if all the newspapers or all the news online sites got together and they had a common password and hopefully a secure site where you know, you aren't just have a password for the Post-Dispatch, you've got it for 100 newspapers across the country.
Right, right, yeah. Yeah.
Like
is there anybody who is doing this?
Well, let's see. The I think the model, as you suggest, is iTunes, and then there are specialized publications like the Wall Street Journal and Consumer Reports that charge subscription fees, although those are not micropayments. Those are,
right.
You pay, I can't remember what it is, but I think my sister has the Wall Street Journal for maybe $75 a year or something like that. So I'm not sure that there's any one, they're micropayments. I'm not sure if they're for the media yet.
Right, interesting. Speaking of micropayments, how's the Lee stock doing?
Well, last time I looked, I haven't seen what it opened at today. It was 30 cents, around 30 cents, which is pretty near its low. However, they did get an extension on so-called covenant waiver, which gives them some time. They're also doing telling their stockholders that they're going to do a reverse stock split, hopefully to get their a stock over $1 a share. So in other words, you've got, see how would a reverse stock split?
So if I've got four, I then have two.
Right.
If I have four. If I have four for 30 cents, I'm going to have two for 60 cents.
You were good at math. I was. That's why I'm in journalism. And so they're hoping that will work, get them over $1 so they are not delisted from the New York Stock Exchange. So that's somewhat hopeful.
Right. Now, also, their CEO is not taking her bonus?
She is foregoing her bonus. She got, at least this is what's proposed. I think maybe it has to be approved. Getting a 3% raise on, I think, what was an $800,000 plus salary. But, you know, if all these folks who are in management who had owned Lee stock, think of the huge hit they took with the stock going down 90-something percent in the last year. So, you know.
Here's what I don't understand. Radio stations have been making a lot of money for a lot of years. And there's no one walking around in a radio station making 800 bills. And and then getting a bonus on top of it when they've had to, you know, cut all their staff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's newspaper. You know, if newspapers are like, Microsoft, and the CEOs are making, everybody millions, all right, I buy it. But, in this bad time, how can they justify anybody at the
anybody getting a raise?
Right.
Yeah, I think you could say that. But then, look at the guy at Merrill Lynch who, put $1 million into his office and gave out bonuses.
Right.
So what they do, if you read the Lee filing, they go out in the industry and they see what other CEOs are making and they try to make it comparable. And yeah, it hurts, especially when they are laying off people. I was trying to, do the arithmetic, figuring out, well, a 3% raise for Mary Junk on an $800,000 salary, is that enough to have prevented a layoff? And perhaps,
well,
or,
it's
medical benefits for an individual or something like that. But,
It's 24th. Was it 24th? It's $3,000 for 1,000. She's got eight of them, so eight times three is 24. So it's 24,000.
That's about half a salary.
Yeah, yeah. All right. What's in the Beacon? STLBeacon.org.
Beacon. You would think that one recession-proof business might be casino gambling.
You would think.
No, you would be wrong. The number of credit rating agencies are downgrading casinos, not just newspapers, but casinos, and they suffered 60% or more stock declines in the last 12 months. But they're hoping this thing will bounce back, maybe as people get even more desperate and decide to go
right.
Roll the dice.
Not only is it that's bad for casinos, but it's also bad for state governments and city governments because there's a lot of tax dollars
everybody's
wrapped
take
up in
a hit.
Yeah.
But I don't look for the government to bail out the casino industry, do you?
No, I don't think so anytime soon. That's in stlbeacon.org. Yeah. Dick Weiss, what's the best story we've never read?
The best story you never read comes from the New York Times, a very funny piece about, England has some towns with some unfortunate names, such as Crapstone. And what if you come from a town named Crapstone and you have to, you're on the phone and you got to spell it for somebody. And then there's a town called East Brest. That's in Scotland. And then there's North Piddle. And so there's a funny little piece about a guy went around. Oh, there's another one. I'm going to spell it for you. Penistone. I will not pronounce it. So you got to, you know, how do you deal with that as a native? And the New York Times reporter Sarah Lyall went around and talked to the natives about how what it's like to come from a town named Crapstone.
No, wait, wait, wait. Why can't you say the word penis?
Oh, well, I thought that was that one of the seven words? Are you going to be fined?
No, you can't. That's first of all, if that's the name of the town, that's the name of the town. So you can't get in trouble for saying the name of the town.
It's pronounced Peniston.
Peniston.
And not Peniston.
Gotcha.
And a lot of people you say it that
sure.
way.
Sure. And then secondly, it's a body part, just like my arm I know, you really can't say that.
Provides a nice map showing you where all these nice towns are. You could go on a little tour.
Stop saying that word. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Dick Weiss, WeissWright.com. And that's the best story you've never read, and we can find that at WeissWright.com.
Indeed.
You got it. All right, thanks. All right, Dick, have a good trip.
And next week.
Talk to you next week. WeissWright.com, WeissWright.com. That is the site where you can get that. And Dick being a little risque, huh? How about that? A little Richard Weiss. WeissWright.com or STLBeacon.org. Back in a moment, 1125 on KTRS.